Leaving Durham, we head down to Birmingham. We make a stop at their Hall of Memory, which is really the main war memorial in Birmingham that was erected after the First World War. And we stop to have a look at the claims by Europhiles that it's been the European Union which has kept peace in Europe over the past 50 years, and whether or not that remarkably bold claim is actually true. Well, behind me is the Hall of Memory here in Centenary Square, Birmingham, and it's effectively the Birmingham War Memorial. And I was having a look at the foundation stone laid by the then Prince of Wales in 1923, and I thought I'd just scribble down what it says. It says, of the 150,000 who answered the call to arms, 12,320 fell, 35,000 came home disabled. At the going down of the sun in the morning, we will remember them. See to it that they shall not have suffered and died in vain. It's a very moving monument. During weekdays it's open inside, you can go in, and it's got a name to the fallen calf there. So what's this got to do with the European Union? Well, one of the great claims that the European Union makes for itself is that it's stopped wars in Europe for the past 50 years. That is, of course, complete nonsense, but it is something that the yes men are going to be pushing very hard in the referendum, something that certainly whenever I've spoken to MEPs from Germany, France and so on, they passionately believe it. They genuinely believe that the European Union is a force for peace, and that it has stopped wars in Europe. Now, of course, it's complete nonsense. Very largely for the past 50 years, Europe was split between the communist bloc and the free world. So it was NATO that was the bastion of peace. It was stopping the communist countries from invading Western Europe, not the European Union, which of course doesn't have a defence arm and doesn't have any form of military might. But even if you take their claims at face value, quite clearly Europe has not been entirely free of wars. There was the war in Yugoslavia when that multinational state was breaking up. And what did the European Union do about that? Absolutely nothing. And recently, actually, things have got even worse. European Union likes to strut the world stage with its diplomacy. But in Ukraine, that got to be very dangerous indeed. Now, we all know that Putin's Russia is bad-tempered and powerful. What the European Union effectively did was walk into its lair and poke it with a sharp stick. That's not the way to go about getting on peacefully with a large, powerful, bad-tempered neighbour. So very far from the European Union guaranteeing peace for the past 50 years, it's done nothing of the kind. And in fact, it has recently started to become quite a dangerous organisation. Not just in Ukraine, but you look at what's going on in Greece. This is an organisation that's meant to be fostering goodwill and harmony. And what have we got? We've got rioting in the streets, poverty, and an entire nation heading for destitution and resenting the Germans, who they see as pushing them that way. European Union, a force for peace? Not a chance. How am I going to vote in the referendum? I'm going to vote no.